Okay.
Did you ever have fireplace?
No, not in that house.
You have one now where you live?
Yeah, two now.
Oh, yeah? You know those metal things that they put the wood across?
Yeah, the my parents and my grandparents call them fire dogs or something like that.
Okay, yeah, what do you call them?
That's what I call them, because that's what they call them. But, you know, they, like, when we first had the fireplace, we didn't have a set of, I guess they're fire accessories, the fireplace accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to set up bricks and use those. And then we went to my great-grandmother's house, and they had an extra set out in the shed in the backyard. And they gave them to us. And that's what my parents, and they call them fire dogs, and that's what I call them.
Let me see. And that the black stuff that forms in the chimney, what do you call that?
Soot.
Okay. And then after you burn the fire, the stuff that
coal.
Yeah, and
or
then
ashes or what?
Yeah. Okay. The outside of the house, the first one you had was the brick one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one you have now?
It's brick too.
Okay. You know the houses that have the wood on them that goes like this on the outside? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Do you know?
No.
Okay. What about fences? Do you ever have fences around either of those houses?
We have one now around this one. It's a chain link. And I think now when we first got there, it was only for the backyard. And my father had it extended to the front yard. And I think the only reason he got it extended was because it looked kind of dumb stopping at the backyard. And plus that, we got a dog. We got two now, and so we brought Sam with us when we moved to where we are now, so he had a fence.
What about out at your grandparents' place? They have fence around there?
No, they just know where the land stops and where it doesn't. I mean, you know.
Do they ever keep any animals out there?
My grandparents or my great-grandmother?
Your great, either one.
Well, let's see. My grandparents still have some, they still own some of the land where they used to have a farm, and they keep pigs out there.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, my great-grandmother, they don't have any animals right now. But they used to have pigs and cows and stuff. My mother tells me stories all the time about how I don't know what it's like to wake up early in the morning. Cause she used to wake up at the crack of dawn so she could go and milk the cows, and she hated it because in the winter it'd be freezing cold and she'd have to be the only one getting up to milk the cows. And then when it came summer and everybody else got up because it was cool then and they'd do things before it got too hot, she'd still be stuck in the barn milking the cows. So she missed out. She thought she missed out on all the fun, you know.
What about, how did they keep the animals penned in?
They had a wooden pen. Well, let's see, from what I remember, my grandfather's farm, three sides of it were wooden, and the other side was like a, I guess it was sort of like a chain link, only it was in, you know, the